Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1173, visible, translated text is as follows. 142. While Mr. Whitfield and I were back there looking behind the radiator, we found the cord and twine about the radiator. Whitfield was examining the stains when I picked up the envelope, which was all rolled up. I found the envelope about 3 o'clock on May 15th, within 8 or 10 inches of the trap door. The name was written in lead pencil. So far as I know, the envelope has not been changed any since I saw it. I did not see any 5 inches on the envelope. We went out to see Mr. and Mrs. Coleman on May 17th and showed them the envelope. There was no ori 5 inches on it at that time. There was no conversation about any five. I have talked to Mr. Schiff before I saw Mr. Coleman. In my report, I stated that the stains might have been blood as well as stains. I reported the finding of this club to the police 17 hours after finding it. And within 4 hours thereafter, I had a conference with them about it. I never showed that whip to anybody, states Exhibit L. I didn't show it to Mr. Black. I showed him the club and the envelope. I turned them over to Mr. Pierce, the superintendent of our agency. I don't know where he is, nor Whitfield either. John Finley, sworn for the defendant, I was formerly master machinist and assistant superintendent of the pencil factory. I have known Mr. Frank about 5 years. His character was good. Cross-examination. I am now superintendent for Dittler Brothers. They are not related to the Franks. I left the pencil company about 3 years ago. I have never heard anything about women going up in the factory after work hours. Mr. Frank and I usually left together about 6 o'clock. Mr. Frank went to lunch usually about 1 o'clock. I would sometimes work at the factory all Saturday afternoon. I did that most of the time that I was there. The elevator box was kept closed when I was there. I generally kept one key, and we kept one key in the office. The rule was to lock it up when one key in the office. It has been left unlocked. The elevator doesn't make much noise that I know of. It doesn't shake the building, not when you are up there. The wheels on the top floor are closed in on the fourth floor. You might be able to see them on the fourth floor if you stand on the west side of the elevator. They didn't make any noise. The power box doesn't make any noise. Redirect examination. The motor makes a tremendous noise. You can hear it in the shafting anywhere in the building. A.D. Greenfield, sworn for the defendant. I am one of the owners of the building occupied by the pencil company on Forsyth State. I have owned it since 1900. When we bought the building,